With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. America faces an increasing threat from the Islamic practice of Sharia law in a growing number of communities across the nation. Texas Congressman Keith Self has founded a Sharia-free America caucus on Capitol Hill, and he says its membership among lawmakers is surging.
We've been back for 2 weeks, and we now have 25 members representing 17 states. We want people to understand what is happening across America. Texas is in the target, area of Islam. But Senator Tuberville in the Senate from Alabama tells me Northern Alabama has the same thing going on. So this is not isolated to Dearborn, Michigan. This is happening across America.
Congressman Self adds that the rise of Sharia law anywhere in America is, in his words, an assault on our Constitution, our freedoms, and the Christian foundations of our nation. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has criticized President Trump for supporting Iranian protesters. This despite the fact that President Trump had recently praised Iran for canceling planned executions, signaling a possible shift away from military action. Iran has returned to an uneasy calm after the protests, with authorities briefly restoring limited internet access. Senator Tom Cotton wants the Iranian leaders to take President Trump's threat seriously.
Well, he's made clear that he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he told Maduro, for instance, that he needed to go into exile, and Maduro was stubborn and pig-headed and dug in his heels, and now he's sitting in a jail in New York City. And he told the Ayatollahs to turn over all their nuclear program, and they didn't, and the nuclear program is now in smoldering ruins.
Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The Bible is a bestseller on both sides of the Atlantic.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "A greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
The FBI says an arson suspect has admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue this month because it is a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman, who is 19, has been charged with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at Beth Israel congregation in Jackson showed a masked and hooded man using a gas can. This is SRN News. He may not be at spring training, but a Dodgers ace will be on the mound for a last hurrah playing for Team USA.
Clayton Kershaw is not done pitching just yet. He has agreed to join the U.S. team for this year's World Baseball Classic. The left-handed Kershaw announced last September that he was retiring at the end of last season. He had a stellar career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner wanted to pitch for the Americans in the 2023 tournament, but was prevented because of insurance issues. The U.S., which lost the 2023 title game to Japan, opens March 6th versus Brazil at Houston. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The AP has learned that Delcy Rodriguez, Venezuela's acting president, has been on the radar of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for years, and in 2022 was even labeled a priority target. More details at srnnews.com.